When the day started, we were talking about housing, from mortgage applications to new housing starts, and then, oh yeah, the Fed cut the interest rates. It's the Business News headlines for Wednesday, the 18th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. The Fed did cut rates today. What does it mean to you? We've got five key areas. Meanwhile, President Trump blasted the Fed on the rate cut. Do you pay your utility bills on time? The reason I'm asking is Equifax is selling that data to banks. How nice, huh? Changes are coming for offices in the United States because millennials are demanding them. In for the interview today is Haley Anderson. We'll try to answer the question, why does Iowa hate dogs and cats? No, really, it's a story. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thanks for clicking through to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, maybe homebuyers got spooked with some higher interest rates, and that moved folks to action. What we know? Well, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, last week, total mortgage application volume was flat, down slightly by 0.1%. Volume, though, is still 67% higher than the same week 1 year ago, when rates were much higher. So that's one thing. The average contract interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage with conforming loan balances increased to 4.01% from 3.82%, all that with a 20% down payment. Applications to refinance a home loan, which are highly sensitive to weekly rate moves, fell by 4% for the week, but were 148% higher annually. Overall volume has been strong since July, when rates began falling sharply. And then rates crept up a little bit. And homebuyers got a little spooked, and they said, wait a minute, maybe I ought to get in on it. Mortgage applications to purchase a newly built home, well, they jumped by 33% in August. You know, when the Fed cut rates, like today, by 0.25%, some wonder if it has any effect on, well, us. And it does. Bankrate came out with five ways the rate cut can impact you and me. So let's get started, shall we? Number one, the Fed affects credit card rates. Most credit cards have variable interest rates, and they're tied to the prime rate, or the rate that banks charge to their preferred customers with good credit. But the prime rate is based off the Fed's key benchmark policy tool, the federal funds rate. In other words, when the Fed lowers or raises its benchmark interest rates, the prime rate typically falls or rises with it. Number two, the Fed rate impacts CDs and savings, you know, certificates of deposits. If you're a saver, you won't likely feel like a beneficiary of the recent Fed rate cut. That's because banks typically choose to lower the annual percentage yields that they offer on their consumer products, like savings account, when the Fed cuts interest rates. For example, banks in June of 2019, they already lowered their yields in anticipation of, yeah, you guessed it, that rate cut today. Mortgages and the Fed is number three. This gets a little complicated. That's because mortgage rates aren't likely to respond quickly to a Fed rate adjustment. Interest rates on home loans are more closely tied to the 10-year Treasury yield, which serves as a benchmark to the 30-year fixed mortgage rate. However, the 10-year T-note is paying only 1.81%, and if your mortgage was gained at a higher rate, this might be a good time to refinance. A reduction in even just a quarter of a percentage point could potentially shave off a couple of $100 from your monthly payments. Now, the Fed does impact HELOCs, or home equity lines of credit. So if you've got a mortgage with a variable rate or a home equity line of credit, also known as a HELOC, you'll feel more influence from the Fed. You see, interest rates on HELOCs are pegged to the prime rate, meaning those rates fall when the Fed lowers borrowing costs. And the Fed and auto loans, that's the fifth area. If you're thinking about buying a car, you might see slight relief on your auto loan rate. Even though the Fed funds rate is a short-term rate, auto loans are still often tied to the prime rate. So five ways the rate cut today could impact you. Meanwhile, how did President Trump take the news of the Fed rate cut? He was not happy. He blasted the Federal Reserve for delivering only a quarter percentage point interest rate cut, saying the U.S. Central Bank and its chair, Jerome Powell, had, quote, no guts, no sense, no vision, exclamation point, end quote. Trump had called for a larger rate cut from the Fed. He's repeatedly railed against the Fed and Powell, whom he appointed as chair, claiming the Fed's monetary policy has been holding back U.S. economic growth. Meanwhile, the markets did eke out a win today. The Dow was up by just 38 points to the positive. The NASDAQ closed down fractionally, and the S&P 500 was flat. Oh, those investors. They just wanted more than a quarter of a percentage rate cut. Why? Well, nearly free money is good for business. Question is, do you pay your utility bills on time? Why do we ask? Well, Equifax will soon give consumers the option to let lenders review their electric, phone, and cable payment information. That's the latest move aimed at providing lenders more data to determine whether or not to approve loan applicants. The Equifax move and other credit industry changes, in large part, are aimed at addressing people who have no credit report scores or low scores. Critics say the changes could make risky consumers appear safer than they actually are, but Equifax says some consumers, such as loan applicants who are new to the United States or who pay for most expenses with cash, simply don't have traditional borrowing backgrounds. Equifax said the purchase of this new data is not to extend credit universally, but to, quote, shed light on creditworthy applicants who are currently credit invisible and those with limited credit histories, end quote. Well, let's chat a little bit about the current UAW strike against General Motors. Yesterday, as you know, GM stopped paying for health insurance for the strikers. Today, the company announced it plans to temporarily lay off 1,300 workers at its final assembly plant in Canada. Why? Well, due to a slowdown at U.S. plants during the UAW strike. GM Canada announced that it's cutting its workforce because production of GM pickup trucks is being cut in half at the plant. The GM plants in the U.S. are currently, as you know, shut down because of the strike, and they're unable to supply the necessary components needed for production. The GM plant in Ontario, Canada, builds the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickup trucks. And finally, there is this interesting bit of news. The New York Times writes that millennials and Gen Z are rewriting the rules of the office, and they're doing it pretty quickly. According to the article, younger workers are demanding a level of flexibility that's remaking the workplace. Younger workers want paid family leave, abundant vacation time, flexible start and finish times, and the freedom to work remotely as part of their general work routine. But you knew there would be one. Management is demanding something in return. For example, management now wants replies to urgent out-of-hours emails. So if you get an email at 1 o'clock in the morning, you better answer it. Workers must also slide, says the article, between work-related and personal phone use. All right, I'll take a bet that if you have a dog or a cat or dogs and cats, that you love your little fur kids. I know we do. They're pampered, fed well, cared for, and they really are part of the family. We love them. But the question here is, why doesn't Iowa love pets? What is it with the Hawkeye State? I'll explore that question with our friend Haley Anderson. And that story is just a click away.